Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Hello and welcome to the Mix 07 Buzzcast, a series of podcasts with the speakers and staff that are bringing you this year's edition of the 72-hour conversation known as Mix, Microsoft's annual gathering of web designers, developers, and business decision makers who make their living on the forefront of the consumer web. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mix 07 Buzzcast. I'm your host Michael Lehman, and today I'm joined by Danny Thorpe, who's a quantum mechanic on the Windows Live developer platform team, and Koji Kato, who's a group program manager on the same team. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing pretty good.
Doing great.
Awesome. So, you guys are both doing some stuff at Mix 07. What's going on?
Well, so Danny, jump in anytime you want. So Windows Live is trying to become a full platform and a part of it targets developers. And any developer platform in this world has multiple layers. There's going to be the RAD layer, or the Rapid Application Development layer, where you can actually get things up and running in like 5 minutes, versus the deep layer, which are the more atomic APIs. Danny and I primarily focus on the control layer, which is this Rapid Application Development layer. And we're actually going to talk about a lot of things we're doing around this control layer, which are reusable components that package together highly efficient or interesting functionality.
Yeah, the control stuff that we're working on is really focused on the client side part of the web application equation. A lot of other efforts going on focus on server side development for web apps, but there isn't really that much attention being put on the client side. By focusing on the client side with controls, we're making it a lot easier to deploy a web app or to add functionality to your existing web app without requiring that you load up your server with a whole bunch of additional stuff.
And client-side data composition is important, because if I was running a company and every single request needed to go through my server every single time when they, for example, want to talk with MSN Stock News, it would just be a lot of data bandwidth that gets sucked out of my server for not a good reason. In those scenarios, the client's user PC should just go directly to the Stock News. And so client-side composition is what we call it. We think that's important.
Yeah. The challenge, though, is that traditionally the browser has been brought up so that every domain has to be isolated from every other possible domain. So it doesn't actually lend itself directly to client composition. And we've done a number of techniques and technologies to try to not break down the walls, because the security is good there, but to allow specific data to go across when appropriate, and in particular under user control. The user is always informed of the data that's being moved between domains, and they can approve or reject that, so that there's no scary stuff going on behind the scenes.
Well, that's and the short way to actually say a lot of this long-winded explanation is that there's a bunch of platform controls, which you're calling Windows Live controls. The first is the context control, and there's going to be a bunch more by the time of Mix. And we're on stage, we're actually going to show how easy it is to build applications with this. So you can get a social application, like, I don't know what's a good example to mention on a podcast, but a lot of these applications where multiple users start interacting with each other in like 30 minutes. And when you get a good feel on that, like, oh, I get why Windows Live is a platform now, then you can start thinking about the deep integration, which costs you a lot of time, but it's worth it.
Right.
Well, that sounds very cool. So of the three different kinds of people coming to Mix, developers, designers, and BDMs, or business decision makers, who would get the most out of your sessions, do you think?
I think Danny and I might have different opinions, but I think clearly BDMs should come to get a kind of a way to inch towards using Windows Live as a platform, because Web 2.0, social networking, there's a lot of buzzwords and hype words around, like a platform on the web. It's really difficult to grok, but one of the missions of the controls is to make it really easy to grok and also kind of get into with this low-cost entry model. So BDMs clearly, then developers would be certainly interested, because they're going to see actual code and how they can just, after the session, use like 10 minutes to spin up an application. And then Danny might have different priorities there.
Yeah, I'm probably going to lean more towards the clusters of developer groups that are out there, and the designers for bringing together these controls and producing apps. And then you know, the ultimate goal is to make these services more palatable and more accessible to businesses. And I'll probably be forwarding questions over to Koji.
Oh, that sounds awesome. So, you know, what's the one thing or two things perhaps in this case that, you know, people should think about and say, gee, I absolutely just can't miss those sessions?
Client-side composition.
Okay, that's a cool way of saying it. I'll say, come learn why Windows Live is going to be a platform at all.
Awesome. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it for this edition of the Buzzcast leading up to Mix 07, April 30th through May 2nd at the beautiful Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. Surf on over to visitmix.com to register. You don't want to miss it. This is Michael Lehman saying, I'll see you in Las Vegas.